And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Vino, no fear here in Claire, your independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, if in the BEA, beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nash, freedomsphoenix.com. All right, what we're going to do is we have for our guest, David DeReamer, is escapeharassment.com. That's the easiest one to remember. Go to escapeharassment.com. This is what we're going to talk about, IRS, but this is how we're going to go at it. What a lot of people, they do the research on it and they're looking at it. You got to be careful what you call, because they don't go after those that, you know, take the advice a lot of times. You know, you go, okay, I'll file this or don't do this or I say that or question this or something. But that's not who they usually go at. They go after the people teaching you. You know, who's that guy has a class? Where's that webpage? Where's that gathering that the, you know, the VFW is there doing and teaching 100 people how to not something? Oh, hell no. They're the ones that are gone after. So a lot of times they just say, hey, just call me a researcher. We're just researchers. We got, you know, we're in a libertarian crowd. There's a whole bunch of researching going on of, you know, it's a Nunday business and it's my money. So we're going to be talking to a gentleman, David, that's going to be, you know, walking us through this. He's got a couple of segments here. We're going to skip to the end. But in their research, they're going to relay to you, this volunteer group of researchers, finding out about taxes and what you have to do and can't. As we're coming up on it. All right, David, it's all you, man. Go.
Yeah, we have two titles to that same website. The other title is escape-tickets- IRS-court, court dot org.
escape-tickets-irs-court.org. Got it.
Either title takes you to the same website, and the same strategy number one is what we recommend people start with, strategy number one, because remember the homeless people in D.C.? They could not get service of process on them because they did not have addresses. They lived in cardboard boxes on the sidewalk over the grates where the heat from the building's air conditioning system would come up through the sidewalk, and they got free heat in their cardboard box.
Yeah, they came with a spray can and marked that grate number 472. Now you got an address. Give me money.
Well, the point is, if they cannot serve you, they cannot take you to their private club meetings, which pass for courts these days. So that's what we teach people how to do, be inaccessible. And due process requires they must serve you with proper
hailing frequencies invisible to the crown. So you're just like, what, you know, if they can't find me, they can't serve you.
Well, legally, they have to serve you with proper service of legal process. And if you implement Howard Griswold's strategy number one and follow his instructions, you deprive the enemy of their ability or capability to be able to serve you.
Okay, a lot of people, they live in, you know, the ones that want to avoid or get away from or have a big tax burden on them probably got a house, you know, or an address. Now what? What do they do?
Same thing, because on our website are listed the definitions out of Corpus Juris Secundum. That's a law encyclopedia. And the definition of a contract is the offer, acceptance of that offer, at which time a contract arises by law, by the acceptance, and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer, and all parties are immediately bound and held to the newly arisen contract. If there is no acceptance, there is no contract. And that's why Howard instructs his students to, when they send the documents back, do a certified mail to prove that it's been not accepted. The definition of acceptance, according to Corpus Juris Secundum, is intent to retain. They don't care if you crumple it up and retain it in your round circular file called a trash basket. If you can't prove certified mail that you sent it back, you're held to the contract.
Okay, now
the
this,
only way to avoid
now this
it is
holds
to use
up.
Ours.
You know, I've been doing the activism thing for 30 years. I'm 56, 7, around there somewhere. And, I've seen a lot of these things work right up until they don't. You know, all of a sudden they get a special judge. I'm a patriot, kicking ass judge, against them patriots. They're going, ooh, you think you got the right paperwork? Boom, jail. So I don't want people to get in trouble, but, what's the risk here? You send it back, you just keep sending it back, and then what happens?
Then they have no contract, and you have no obligation to go to court and lie and fraudulently misrepresent that you are dead fiction defendant. So they cannot even docket the case. And the proof is, let's take a cop pulling someone over in a traffic stop. The first thing they ask for is the person, place, and thing, three preliminary elements of jurisdiction required in order for them to write the ticket, and they ask you to produce the driver's license. That's their proof of your fictitious in-person. And second thing they ask for is the venue, the registration card for the particular automobile. And the third thing they ask you for is the proof of insurance. That's the subject matter. That's the thing. Person, place, and thing. Now they know they have the authority to write the ticket to you. So stop allowing them to trick you into convicting yourself by producing those documents. If you're not charging money, you're not driving. If you're not using your private property automobile to charge money with, then it is not a vehicle in commerce.
Wow, David, don't think I haven't heard this a gazillion times before and done shows and how to, and somebody sitting that got arrested and screaming that they didn't have jurisdiction, they shouldn't, and they did it wrong. I mean, I hear this all the time. And it had, in the mid-90s, in fact, I still have my driver's license. If I showed my driver's license on air, you guys would laugh. It's, it's an old one because it says it's good till 21, damn it. Well, on there, I wrote, I wanted to keep this one because they won't let you fill out your driver's license application thing this way anymore. But at the time, we were doing rights reserved UCC 17, whatever the hell it was, okay? And the thing is like you were saying, there's a contract that they want to obligate you under, and you are under the civil laws of the state of blah, 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 unless Universal Commercial Code that you go in, there is always to be legal in this country, and we're semi-free, is that you have the option to opt out or not take that privilege, or I reserve my rights, under the, I'm not signing over everything just to get my driver's license to privilege, blah, blah, blah. So rights reserved, signed right in there on my signature. I got, whenever it comes down, I go, hey, man, I didn't give up my rights underneath your get a driver's license, so suck it. Let me go ahead and finish this point. When they did that, the attorney general here in Arizona did a letter and kind of, Yeah, maybe you can do that, but we don't have to accept applications that have that rights reserved on it, so they don't let the motor vehicle department accept applications that have the rights reserved on it anymore, and that's why I don't want to renew my license because I have one of the old ones. So I'm just like, just out of principle, I understand this, but they don't care. I mean, help me out. Tell the audience how this is.
Okay, policy enforcement officers, that's what police stands for, policy enforcement officers. They are wrongly trained to presume that everyone, you, me, Howard Griswold, everyone's enjoying purposeful availment of some benefit, privilege, license, title of nobility, or opportunity offered from government. And that can be proven in your Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition, under the term minimum contact, and the definition of the phrase there from the case International Shoe Corporation versus the state of Washington. In that case, the court actually admitted that the way the courts get their jurisdiction is by presumption. So there goes your due process out the window. It's presumption that everybody's enjoying purposeful availment of some benefit, privilege, license, title of nobility, or opportunity offered. So you have to destroy that presumption by saying this car is private property, is not in not for hire, and you are not for hire.
Oh, no, I've been through, guys, do the cases, they go, it gets down to, you look well fed. You probably, use money to buy food, right? Well, you use the dollar, jurisdiction, ours, venue, done, we get, and kind of, They do, they, them, those will leave us alone, do what they want. Some more tools
Crimes
when we come
the
back.
Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Okay, one of the independence declaring kind of, you know, things you can do is like, yeah, none of your business. You know, it's a game. It's a trick. It's a, yeah, well, we got an officer in a fine hat and the uniform and the always available gun and a clipboard and says, yo, some of what you got's ours. Hell, all of what you got's ours. I get in the back, freaking, you're just being a little obstinate, just get in the back of the cruiser. You know, we're going to go down and you can explain to the judge why the judge can't, you know, keep you in jail for the rest of your life. I mean, this is, but it's not like, you know, David DeReamer hasn't, you know, told me things I haven't heard before and agree with. You can go through the law says, Black Law Dictionary, got one sitting in my corner desk, you know, over there, got, yeah, go right there. I go, hey, it says I've gone all the way and argue before oral argument myself as my own attorney before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I've been before the Arizona Supreme Court 3 times. I've been in the appeals court, Superior Court. I'm an activist, man. I'm like, I just want to make sure you say it! Say it! It says right here that you're going to say it! That it doesn't say that. Say it! Well, they say it. And they go, yeah, well, we don't care. And they go, oh, okay. I just want to make sure everybody saw that they say it. So I need to know that I don't want to get my audience in trouble. So I just need to know that you go, you make the deck. It says right here on this piece of paper in this book that you can and can't and kind of, I'm like, you can be right all you want. I want to hear success stories. The fact that it says it on the paper, that they don't follow the law, that they're not following their own procedures. Hell, we got the whole Pirates Without Borders. You can't trust the crown. They will not abide by their agreements. They will not, you know, screw them. I'm not trying to fix them. I just want to avoid them. So how best to avoid them? David, help me out here, man. Go.
When people go to escapeharassment.com and implement strategy number one, it is guaranteed to continue to successfully work until due process is officially publicly terminated if they follow Howard Griswold's instructions that come with the strategy number one.
Okay, the first strategy wording. Number one is they can't find you. They can't serve. There's no process.
That's the way you deprive them of the ability to serve you. The definitions of the words that actually work out of the law dictionaries is posted there on the website for free. They're
okay,
right there
I'll
at
give
the
you,
FAQ
I'll give
page.
You, you know, a bone here. When they were doing the camera fraud, we call it camera fraud, it was they were putting speed cameras on the freeways here. When Janet Napolitano was governor before she went to be you know, Secretary of, Homeland Defense, okay? You know, there was, man, they had cameras everywhere here, and we're going, whoa, and the people will say, hell no. Well, what happened was they would just send these summonses, you know, to your address. They would, you know, nobody, you wouldn't respond to them, well, they had to have service. So they send guys out, everybody was avoiding them and kind of knowing I'm not answering and screw it, and you got to have proper service. Well, did that work? Yeah, it did. So many people just ignored the tickets, and they were the big education thing, like what you're doing, telling people, do not accept service of the ticket. Avoid it, just to cost them. And finally, they started you know, when they did serve you, they charge you an extra $35 for the server or something like that. But it was the whole system ground to a stop here in Arizona because people just refused to voluntarily get in their line, the guillotine line. They just didn't do it. Well,
right.
You know, so it does have an impact. I've seen it happen, but it's always that one individual they want to make an example of. So your step in this whole thing is if you can provide a mechanism by which they can't get confirmation of service, that stops the whole thing. That's your point, right?
And the definition of appearance is if you do anything at all, beneficial or detrimental, you're making appearance in the case as a party to the case. Even if it's just smiley faces in the margin, if you add anything or delete anything, you're making appearance. That's out of corpus juris secundum. So we have to teach people to not deface these documents, not make remarks or doodles.
Or open it.
Return the documents. In pristine condition.
Yeah, you opened it? Why'd you open it? Okay, so it's just you send it back.
That's the definition of acceptance, is the intent to retain it. If you keep it, you've retained it.
Okay, now.
Have certified mail proof that you did not retain it in the post office.
All right, so you're not going to step. There is no step 2, 3, 4. You get past that step, you're already too far stepped. You got to get the first one is just send it back.
Well, you have to use Howard's neutral wording. Otherwise, you're making something beneficial or detrimental, and you're making appearance. So in order to avoid falling for that trickery, you have to use Howard's neutral wording, which is what strategy number one provides.
EscapeHarassment.com. Okay, so I'm. What's the success stories? You guys got going, hey, I did this. Now, there's some bad ones, too. I mean, you know, give me both sides. There's people that have done it right
People follow Howard Griswold's instructions that are provided with strategy number one, they have certified mail proof that they've done it right, and they have no. The enemy has no jurisdiction to even docket a case or write a ticket. We have to deny that we're enjoying any benefits or intentionally enjoying any benefits or privileges, and we have to stop enjoying benefits and privileges that are offered because that's how they trick people. That's why they murdered Martin Luther King, because he began to teach his people, stop going to D.C. and begging for benefits, because that's how they get you hooked, by enjoying benefits and privileges. Well, that's partaking of and enjoying something that's offered from the government, so you're subject to the government. Anyway, if people go to the website and study those definitions of due process, the definition of contract, the definition of appearance, the definition of acceptance, they will understand why and how strategy number one continues to work, and it's guaranteed to continue to work until due process is publicly terminated, at which time there will be anarchy in the streets and all guarantees are off.
All right, I've been doing this a long time, and I've had people for hours sitting here, and we laid out and kind of went through, yep, that's what it says. And they, them, those don't freaking care. So there's got to be some stories of people that have followed this and, hey, they did it wrong in the court and I'm challenging all the way and kind of, you know, and they don't care. They go, yeah, well, we got guns. You know,
well,
then what?
How many of your teachers did you go back in high school and thank for teaching you in high school or college? Students just do not go back and thank their teachers. But I can give you my personal word, it has worked successfully for me since 1972.
Ah.
That was the first phony oil shortage that they created, the Arab oil embargo of 1972. That's when I first met Howard Griswold and his research group and realized that they could prove everything they taught.
Oh, no. I've been convinced. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you think the Crown's going to go by even some deal that they agreed to and swore allegiance to and defend of, you know, they, them, those that won't leave us alone, don't freaking care. And that's what I am exposing. I'm going, look, does it say this? Is David right? Yeah, absolutely. They don't care, you know? So I don't want you to get in, you know, but I do think the strategy of they just can't find you and get the process going. If you can delay that, it works. It has had an impact here on a lot of different ways in Arizona until they can get you in one little, oh, we got you. So you got to be careful and anticipate that you are going to get got You just make it difficult for them, maybe they'll go away. We'll see. All right, David, you got out your site a lot and name and done and everybody and make them go look. I just don't want to give them, you know, a false hope. They go in and it'll forever and all. It works once and then they go, aha, I found the secret. And then here they come. I got 15 gazillion stories of that. But I wanted to give you an opportunity. You were persistent, you know, be able to express yourself. You got to do it. And I give you the props, man. I know this stuff works right up until it doesn't. There's 15 gazillion stories I can do, but you got to have your say, man.
Well, if you want to do one on car titles and how people can regain possession of their MSO from the lying, thieving, cheating Department of Motor Vehicles that stole the MSO when the first purchaser bought the car with cash at the dealership,
yeah,
call me for another interview, and I'll be glad to go into that details.
All right. Well, that might come up, because here in Arizona, we did an initiative on doing away with personal property tax, which in Arizona, that was your car registration, and it goes on its value. So if you buy a new car, you'd be paying $100, $200 a month just in the privilege of owning your own freaking car. And I'm going, what? You know, are you freaking kidding me?
So, because you're not denying that it's being used in commerce.
Yeah, no, I'd like to go through the process. You know,
we
get people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Are you? Well, then they go, well, are you driving to work? You know, and are you doing? I mean, I've been through this with judges. I know how what they had done is.
Well,
a
define
lot of,
drive. The word drive does not mean what you
God,
think in English.
God,
it means.
You're killing me. This is what I'm saying. They don't care.
He's charging money. If you're charging money, you're driving. If you're using your car to drive, then you're using it to drive to charge money. Then it's a vehicle. The definition of a vehicle is something used in
this
production
is what they,
of income.
Because this was cause and pause to all the way up from Justice of the Peace, Superior Court Appeals, it was, you know, people were getting a little too uppity in their knowledge of, you know, the law. And what they did is they started assigning specific, they go, oh, it's a patriot argument. They even called it patriot judges. So they go, boom, we take you off of this docket and we're putting you over on this guy. And they'd have a specific judge that would just shut it down. This is when you started getting, there ain't no constitution in my courtroom. I mean, they had to actually start saying that, you know?
That's right. It's contract law, not constitution.
Yeah, they were going, yeah, but I just wanted them to say it. You know, so now we're finding out how this really works. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on. And we want to do a personal property car thing. That'd be interesting. I mean, what would you be saying about that? How would you approach that?
Okay. Yeah, we've got the security agreement indemnity bond financing statement that Howard Griswold draws up for people, and once they follow his instructions and the law and record it with the State Secretary of State, UCC office, they have proof that they have retained their interest in their private property.
If you want to talk, I'll go another segment here. You want to give me what fur on, skip to the end on that. You want to do it?
When? Now?
Right now.
Or some other
right
day?
Now. Right now.
Oh, we can anytime, sure.
All right, right now. We're going to do it. Come back in 40 seconds, and we'll go ahead and do the personal property, tell the personal property thing and what step they go through to do that so that you can, you know, get yourself, I get my new car and I'm paying, oh my God, the registration of personal property tag, what? You know, so, and the jurisdiction is that they retain somehow ownership of it, you know, the title company. I don't really get my what. So we're going, all right, so we'll do one more segment and you can give me what fur, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, we just ramble on down the road and not be bothered. That'd be a good thing. You know, that's the first thing. You know, this is, all right, I asked David to stay on, you know, one more segment because there was another thing of interest that we've been through this. We've had this discussion. I've been doing radio since long time, 03, man. We've been yakking about it and did a lot of this during the 90s. A lot of my friends, you know, have gone through or going through this very type of thing. You know, Yeah, and the capital letters of, and I'm not the person of, and the fictitious and created and, you know, collateralized my life with my Social Security number, and they bonded, you know, create derivatives based on how many guys in jail have made money of the you're not allowed to stuff. I've been through it all. Well, one of the things here in Arizona is they have a push the wrong button. I want to push that button. Okay, this is the one thing that they do. In Arizona, in the mid-90s, we did an initiative that eliminated the personal property tax. Now, the personal property tax, they have it for businesses, you know, like inventory. They're paying taxes on their own taxes and tax, and you got to have tax. Well, one of the things that they really nail you for here in Arizona, in other states, like when I was a kid in Florida, you had a safety inspection. You went down, okay, check your lights, your brakes, your turn signal, and okay, we're good, peace out, and go. And you pay your whatever the heck fee. Here in Arizona, you'll go through emissions testing. They'll go, they'll check emissions. You know, but now it's getting to where the newer cars and kind of that's not even, seriously, I got to go every year. Oh, okay, well, this certain car new, maybe every 2 years, or we'll do whatever. But really what's going on is you have to get that inspection sticker so that you can get your license, I mean, the registration for the car. Well, that's the privilege that, you know, drive your car on the Crown's roads. Well, when you buy I have older cars, you know, I got, you know, 10-year-old this or something that, SUV, you know, nice cars I like, whatever, but they're not new, so what happens? I'm paying a registration fee of, Donna, how much is our annual fees on these cars about each?
It's under $100. Some could be like around $50, $60.
A year?
Yeah, it's not much.
Okay, they're so... old. Yeah, but if
yeah,
it's
the reason.
Now, let me go ahead and finish it. The reason, but what happened is on newer cars, it'll be, you know, you got a new $70,000 Corvette or something. Yeah, you know, you're welcome. And oh, by the way, $100 to $300 a month you pay on the value. It's not the weight of it and how much it takes, you know, on the road wear and tear or truck or not. No, it's based on the value of it. And I'm like, oh hell no. Some way can you bring that it's not under their jurisdiction, it's not commercial, it's kind of something. You know, well, we tried to do away with the personal property tax on that, and we brought highlight to it. And a lot of people went, hey, yeah, I vote that, man. They don't want to talk about that. But David has a mechanism by which you can get the actual title, the card, your set of personal property. All right, so build up to that, David. Go, man. Tell me how you're going to do it.
Okay, according to Ralph Winterroad's research, he's a researcher from Alaska, he has discovered that the way they steal your MSO is when the first buyer goes to the dealership
MSO,
and pays cash.
MSO, what's an
money,
MSO?
Manufacturer Statement of Origin.
All right.
Some states call it a Manufacturer Certificate of Origin instead of Statement of, but it's the document of evidence of ownership that the manufacturer makes when they produce a new automobile or truck. And Ralph Winterroad's research has revealed that all dealerships, in order to become dealerships, have had to sign application papers for the dealership license. Among those papers is a document called an affidavit of attorney in fact. And in the attorney in fact affidavit, the state has extorted the dealer applicator's agreement to steal a new purchaser's MSO and turn it over to the state's Department of Motor Vehicles without paying just compensation. That's called theft. It's also called conversion. And the Constitution calls it a taking of your private property, MSO, for your private property automobile for public use without just compensation, which is unconstitutional. And Ralph suggests go to any new dealer, new car or new truck dealer, and ask to see their dealership application papers and see if you can get a copy of their affidavit of attorney in fact. Or if you don't want to be bothered with the dealer, go directly to the DMV and pretend you want to become a dealer and ask them for the application papers yourself and tell them, well, you need to have your lawyer look them over before you sign them. So they'll just give you this big stack of papers, and among them will be the application or affidavit of attorney in fact, and that will be your proof and evidence of that they coerce an applicant into entering into a theft by deception scam. And that's the reason you have to comply, because they are the holder of the evidence of ownership. You're not the owner. Despite that you paid all cash for the new truck or new car, you're merely the authorized user. But people are not aware of that distinction. So thanks to Ralph Winterhout, he's now discovered how they've been tricking us into gaining contract jurisdiction over your what you thought was your private property, automobile, or truck. It's actually the DMVs. The word, the phrase to motor in Latin, it means to move for hire. If you're not for hire, you have to destroy their presumption that you are. The police are trained that everybody is in commerce, motoring, moving passengers for hire or third-party goods for hire.
Okay, I just want to...
Until you destroy their presumption.
Okay, I want to give some props here to David. We went through this in the 90s, and I tell you, we didn't really even understand what we were getting into. Because what we did is we said, look, we just want to do away with the property, personal property tax that it is. Don't tell me it's a registration fee, because it's not. It's a tax based on the value of the vehicle. So once we started making a big political thing out of that and libertarians running for office, and we would go, this. We had a newspaper, the Arizona Libertarian Newspaper, Citizens Taking Initiative Newspaper, CTI. We would make a big deal out of this. And all of a sudden, the man, they came out after this one. They did not. Oh, hell no. Because all of the information that David's sharing with you, we were starting to learn this. Where did they get jurisdiction? How is it that they got access to that? They own the title.
You failed to deny that it was a vehicle in commerce because you failed to state and destroy their presumption.
Fail. See, this one thing you say, fail. I didn't fail. I don't fail. They came and just did it. So they
by presumption.
It's like they came in and they go, you know, this is ours. And I go, wait a minute. I failed to say it was mine. Yep, you did it. You didn't fill out the paperwork right when you paid cash for and you got and you went down and you read, you took the title down and you said you failed to to declare that you were free from the man. You failed. And I'm going, what's all this failing crap? I didn't fail nothing. You guys just came in and robbed and stole and took. You know, it's like I failed to defend it, maybe. I failed to understand what was going on, but I didn't fail.
If they said it's their car, have them sue the DMV for fraudulently stealing your MSO.
Yeah, so you got to come in with the right
you're driving a stolen car, and they will not sue themselves, for sure.
All right, See, this is what we're talking about. You know, you didn't fill out the paperwork right. You didn't file it right. You didn't. I'm going, screw them. I need the presumption of I'm free. Well, when did that stop? When did that happen?
Well, these people work for Satan, and they've been at it for a long time, and they're very adept, unfortunately, and they're adept at tricking us into entering into a contract by falling for the appearance trap or the acceptance trap, and we continue to fall for it.
Okay, now, is this a state-by-state thing? Is it a national thing? Is it they? Because I keep finding out you have these options at a state level, and then all of a sudden there's some federal, you get money if you comply with and deadbeat dad, legislation gets all the driver's license in. Then we have the SB 1070 here about immigrants, and we got to go report on everybody, and it was all just enslave everybody. And I'm going, they always call it something else, but it's really just to get you.
Oh, you have to deny that you're driving, charging money.
And that'll do it. I'm going, hey man, I'm not. Commercial. I got friends to Baudettes. Eventually they wound up getting did 13 years. For some other, they wanted to get them on something else. In fact, the case law here is Wynn versus Arizona. In case your conveyance between point A and B, you're good.
From the third letter of Captain Mark, the Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static.
Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. Okay, someone just called in. They, you know, on this subject, you started it, man. They want to get somebody else on. Don, we're going to talk about it. So this is, I want to talk about this getting your car designated and you know, and spend some more time on that, because there needs, I think, the atmosphere 20 years, 25 years later, you know, has changed. People are starting to, you know, and the internet being there helps a lot too, that this understanding of what the state is doing, and if you can have a little bit of pushback on it, that, you know, where would you start and go? And, you know, so on your escape harassment, is there this issue of the motor vehicle designation?
Well, if you refer to your car as a motor vehicle, you've already lost.
Whatever. Is there information on your website that has this argument?
They can send me an email from the website directly, an email to me, and it'll be answered.
All right. Well, I'm going to, you know,
the escape website is mainly how to avoid being tricked into making an appearance or acceptance of a contract arising therefrom without their understanding or realization. If they can avoid that, they can avoid them getting the enemy getting jurisdiction over them.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm wanting, you're saying that, on the other hand, we're going to want to use the system and wave your arms around, and I'm over here so I can claim to get my MSO back. I mean, they start doing that, they're going, aha, you asked for this, and now you're on our list over here. Nah.
Can write to the DMV and make them an offer. Either they can return your private property automobile or pay you the replacement cost, or you'll have to sue them for it, and they're not going to pay you. They want to steal your car, not pay you for it. So they'll return the MSO.
You want to talk about it in another segment?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the land tax yet.
No, we'll get there. You know, I'm all on the land thing, too. You know, we're right in the middle of that. All right. You know, we'll be back in 20 seconds, and let's talk about it a little bit more. I tell you, you get the full hour, and then, you know, I got to go to the next guest. But, you know, the main thing is that is it time for people to start learning this again? Because they did 20 years ago, made a big deal of having some leeway, and they just started arresting people. And I'm sure you're around for that. All right, here we go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Manamana. Manamana.
Yeah, it's just like you deal with the government. You know, it's all phenomena. I go, hey, they go, phenomena. Yeah, but this is phenomena. You know, yeah, but you're going to debate the phenomena. And I'm going, yeah, I've been through this before. I know how this goes. It's always, you know, it's just
phenomena.
You know, there you go.
Phenomena.
Yeah, it's just phenomena.
Phenomena.
You know, it's government speak for, you know, you're wasting your time. But the education that people got in the night when we were doing this act, we were learning a lot and sharing, and the internet was just starting to get going, and the man they had, you know, Supreme Court came out, you may have the power to nullify and feed you and stuff, but we have absolutely no obligation to tell you have that power and you're not allowed in the court and not allowed. Really? Okay, does everybody get that one? You may have be able to reserve your rights under the UCC or not be enforced into the contract with the state of the United, but we have no obligation to, you know, like, process it, and you're not allowed. Really? Okay. Well, you may have the ability. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and we kept going, say it! Okay, well, now on this motor vehicle, we got three issues here we're dealing with. One, when they start coming after you for a little fill in the blank of, you know, you got it and you're not allowed, you go, yeah, well, first you got to find me. All right, you know, that's been a big thing with a lot of people. I'm not that part. I don't know what you're talking about. Where do I live? Don't know. And the P.O. box have kissed my butt. I even had guys, they get in a rural route, you'll go in a street off the beaten path, and you'll have route, you know, such and such box something. And it's just a mailbox sitting out in the desert there, or several, You'll have a bank of mailboxes, and you go back in the dirt road, and there's like homes back there, and you have 30 mailboxes. Well, what happens when you just go, let's see, there's 10439 and 104, 43. Tell you what, I'm going to put 10941. I just put a box in there, make that my address, and it gets delivered. And sooner or later, you'll get an IRS card in there and says, hey, you got to contact us. There's nobody that lives there. There's no. It's just an address that somebody goes. They're going to have to stake out that P.O. box to get the mail. I know people for years have been doing that. They don't live out there. They just go to the mailbox. Now what? You know, this is, you know, is that illegal? Is it, you know what? Well, they want to GPS everybody's front door. I guess it's the front door of the mailbox. You know, I've been through this. So now we go to the next one, land. All right? So we're going to get David to tell me all about land. When I want to have my land, and they can't take none of your business, and I can permits of whatever, how are you going to help me out, man? What you got for me?
Because your document of title or evidence of ownership, which in the case of land is called a deed, you allowed your private property document to be recorded into the public property records. The attorney, settlement attorney, probably did that to you without your awareness or knowledge, and they got you to sign an authorization without reading it or understanding to authorize him to do that to you, for you, and charge you money for doing it. They trick us constantly. So the way to unrecord your land deed from the public records would be to send $10 to us at the mail location at peoples-rights.com and at 1624 Savannah, Savannah Road, Lewis, Lewes, Delaware, spelled fully out, Delaware, in brackets 19958, end brackets. And when we get the $10, we will send you Howard Griswold's 48-page data package with questionnaire blanks for you to fill in and mail back to Howard for him to create a security agreement and indemnity bond financing statement for you, which he will mail directly to you for you to record at the State Secretary of State's UCC office. And when you get your stamped-in copy back, Howard's instructions will tell you to photocopy the front page only and mail it to Howard so he will have those numbers, because you will lose them, experience has proven. And once Howard has those numbers, he can create for people a affidavit of commercial notice based upon the recorded security agreement indemnity bond financing statement. And that has to be served upon the county tax assessment office and recorded at the same place where the deed is wrongly recorded in the public records. And that unrecords the deed from the public records, and you will no longer, after 365 days, you will no longer be obligated to pay a land tax, or you have your land be subject to regulations.
All right, let me give you, okay, let's go ahead and walk through this. There was a, when, you know, I was 11, 12 or something, there was a bunch of land that was just abandoned all throughout Arizona that went back to the county, you know, for taxes. After a while, they just, you know, had all these little pieces like, well, some friends out in the desert or in, Highland, you know, there's a lot of different developments out now near Sholo. You know, it was a nice place in northeastern Arizona here. There was a bunch of land that they put up for auction. You go up there, you're getting, acres for $1,500, $500. You know, I think we got like an acre and a half, 2 acres, something like that, for like $1,500 at auction. Three times we went to them and had them redo the transfer paperwork so that we're going, no. I want it to this trust and this way and this. You know, I didn't want, none of the business. I had all the documents, you know, that the bill of whatever it was, you know, the transfer from the county of it's mine. So they go into this trust, and we called it, named it after a dog of whatever, who cares. So here we have this trust. I didn't file it with the county recorder. It's all the documents and information. I'm the head some bitch in charge of this, transfer from here to here, and I got it in my possessions, me, and I put it in my safe, done, mine. Mine. But, you know, so I don't get into the battle or whatever. I pay my $30, $40, $50 a year in taxes on it so that they don't go right through the back process and, you know, sell it again. Now, what you're saying is, because I already got clean and clear and it's mine. I got the document mine. So this is an experiment. I wanted to see, you know, what are they going to do now? Well, you know, should I risk not paying, you know, the $30-$50 a year in taxes on it? You know, or what do I got to do now?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. I mean, what do I do? I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about it. They're not bothering me. It's mine.
Get your security agreement from Howard Griswold. Get it recorded. And then you have
I don't need to record it. I don't have nothing recorded. I got it free and clear. It's in my safe. They don't have it tied to me. It's not my – the only piece of land that I have in my name in this state is nothing. And this – I got the title. I got the, you know, the transfer of the get kind of it's mine. You know, paid back.
As long as you keep those papers out of the hands of the government, they cannot charge you an annual tax for enjoying them holding your document in trust for you. The minute you record it, they're holding your document in trust for you.
Okay, so if I
don't
pay.
It's no longer your land. It's now the county's trust estate property, okay. No longer yours.
Okay, but I paid the taxes on it. I don't get into this battle. But if I just stop paying the taxes, they go, I'm sorry, you already paid taxes. Somebody paid the taxes there or something. Because they don't know. How do you pay the taxes on that? What's the mechanism that you use? A cashier's check, money order, what?
A money order from Circle K.
So you just said, money order, how often? Once a year, you're just paying some tax?
Usually, I pay it once for 2 years.
And how much is that?
Like $105.
All right, so my $105... You know, I just out of principle, I'm going, I don't want to pay my, you know, my $50 a year anymore. I already got it off. I could just stop paying. They don't have me. They're not giving me any privilege. I'm not filed with them.
If you had a recorded security agreement by Howard Griswold, you could ask him to create a assignment of partial interest out of the indemnity bond portion of the agreement, and you could discharge that claim with an assignment of interest and instead of you giving them a bank check, which assigns them an interest out of your checking account of
$105. No, it's a money order. It doesn't have anybody on it.
Well, money order. You discharge. Let the old capital letter name dummy discharge.
There is no capital. It's in a trust of, they don't know it's me.
They know who they are, and they're billing you, and you can discharge that claim with an assignment of interest. Instead of giving them your bank check, give them the assignment of interest. And once you have certified mail proof that you've served that assignment, based upon the recorded security agreement, you don't care whether they negotiate the assignment or refuse it. If they refuse it, under Uniform Commercial Code Section 3-603, tender offered, tender refused, debt is discharged. So if they refuse to acknowledge or refuse to accept the assignment of interest, instead of quibbling with them, just send them a thank you letter. Thank you for refusing my tender offer, assignment of partial interest.
All right, now this is, you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, they want to get to the patent, you know, title, the deed, the blah, 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 so that they can free their land from the man. Is that possible? Oh, they're saying it is.
Yes, it is.
Well, I got a whole bunch of stuff I don't have to undo, but what claim can I do? And that's just, you know, up land I've just kind of example. So if they take it, I don't care. But I'd like to learn something.
Claim it in the questionnaire blanks, and Howard can put it in the document.
That sounds like paperwork! Damn it!
Hi, I'm Derek J.
Yeah, it's always some freaking paperwork I got to fill out. I'm just like, I did this so I don't have paperwork. I go, you know what? I don't have paperwork. Except I got, you know, like $50 a year in, you know, money order.
Well, if you choose to let the assignment of interest discharge those claims for you, then get Howard's security agreement. If you want to keep on paying, keep on paying.
Well, it's not so much the pain as to what I'm agreeing to by paying. You know, I'm sorry, you paid the taxes, therefore rainwater doesn't belong to you on your land. I'm like, what?
If your document is in their possession, it's not your land, it's theirs, because they are the holder and holder in due course of the evidence of ownership and document of title, because you gave it to them.
I didn't give them nothing. I didn't file. So now what?
If it's not in their records, they have no way of charging you or holding you to account to their regulations.
See, if I go up and build and do something, they're going to say, hey, man, we say you owe us money. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. Gimme. You know, I'm just wondering When do you, get the government to agree that, you filled out the right paperwork, I guess you don't give us money anymore.
You can have Howard create the assignment of partial interest and discharge their claim with that, or you can discharge their ability to even send you a bill.
That's why we got piratswithoutborders.com, and it's all about build the ship, a flying spaceship, you know, a pirate ship of, now how are you going to tax me? But the thing is, when you get a geographical location of I got GPS coordinates of he's right there and freaking you, somebody's giving us something, you know, what you're saying is I need to file the right paperwork to get them to agree and say, yep, you escaped. You're off our grid, damn it. You know, well, peace be to you. And
you have to destroy their presumption. Otherwise, their presumption stands.
So they acknowledge this presumption of being destroyed. They go, okay, well, at least you did it right. Thanks.
The way to undo it is you've got to have a security agreement claiming your interest in the land.
Acknowledged by them, filed by them, paper. There's a file somewhere, and they go, oh, no, he has this piece of paper on file, so I guess we don't get him. I mean, seriously, that's what you're saying, right?
That's what the law says.
They don't care. You know, I'd be perfectly willing to go through this. You know, for $1,500 I have in this land up there and go through and, you know, can I get off and say it none you and I don't got to pay? Well, hell, it's worth $1,500 for me to, you know, it's probably worth a lot more now, but, you know, I got it at a time when they're, you know, giving it away. They just want to get back on the tax rolls. Well, now, you know, prices have gone up. It's going to take another crash again. But, I mean, you know, I got, you know, acre and a half up in Cholo, Arizona. I'm like, you know, cool. Do I want to keep that and I have it and it's off their grid and I just pay the debt and, you know, leave me aloneism? Or do I use it as an example to go, is it really mine? Can I collect rainwater? Can I build and do what I want? Can I out in unincorporated of the county of kiss my butt? And I guarantee.
Do you have the document of title in your possession? Or do they hold it?
Well, I'd have to go through to see exactly what documents. You mean it's got to be the right documents or something. But when we made the sale and we had it go and then fill out the work to go to a trust that we created just for this piece of property, we got all the ownership documentation, everything, and okay, it transferred from the county. We bought it from the county, you know, in this auction. Well, they went through the process. They said, here's all the paperwork to file. Thank you very much. I put an envelope in my safe, never filed it. Now what?
Challenge them. Prove they have documents upon which to base their claim of you owing a tax.
All right.
So you've got to deny their presumption. That's what Howard's security agreement indemnity bond financing statement does. But the slave has no rights in the master's court, and you have no rights
all
until
right,
after
no,
you've
go
got
ahead.
The
you know,
security
if I choose
agreement
to,
recorded.
If I choose to play this game and want to go through and kind of do it because I may. You know, we've been going through a lot of the think tanks here and politicians and politics run for office. I go, look, if I don't own my land, if I don't have free, it's my land, then don't sit there and tell me we're a free country. Don't sit there and bullshit me that I own the land and my house, the land and you can come in and take and it's not my land. So, you know, I mean, no. So this is, it's not that I'm not willing to do this. Where am I going? For this information to do exactly what you're talking about, give me a web page for me to go to. What is it?
Peoples, P-E-O-P-L-E-S. rights.com and print out the mail order page and order the 48-page data package, security agreement, indemnity bond financing statement.
Whoa, I'm there. Okay, I got home, courses, news, freedom info, mail order. Now,
mail
what
order, click on, get the mail order page and print it out.
Mail order page.
In one of the documents toward the bottom is the security agreement indemnity bond financing statement for a donation of $10, postage, and copy costs reimbursement.
All right, there it is. Okay.
As soon as we get the $10, we can afford to mail you the 48-page data.
All right, Donna, this is what we're going to do. Donna, I'm sending you this page to include into the second hour of the show, okay? So I'm sending you this page, and then... and then list the, what's it called here? Security agreement. It's about, you know, two-thirds of the way down on this list, and it's the security agreement and indemnity bond thing, you know? Because this is, and if you can do this, you know, I got a whole bunch of people, they've been looking to, you know, kind of create this, and we've, you know, did go through the process of not making it easy on them, okay? So,
well, if you were getting away with what they're getting away with, you'd make it not easy also.
No, I'm, you know, I'm understanding. I get what you're saying. It's just that, you know, you're going to have to go through a paperwork process with them that I've avoided the paperwork, but they're still going to claim, you know, give me the taxes. If there's a way for me to go, no, and they agree, you filled out the right form and you don't have to pay and it's your land now, okay, I'll risk it to do that just to see what they say. I mean, if you think that they're going to do it, I'm going, all right, there's a lot of people been looking to do this very thing. I want to be off of their grid.
After you get your security agreement recorded and send Howard back the front page photocopy proof that it's been recorded, where it's in the date and the index number and document number, and then Howard can create for you an affidavit of commercial notice, and you have to serve that according to his instructions and the law. You have to serve that on the county tax assessment office. And then you can...
Why do I need him to do it if I got to have him do it? If he's doing something for me.
Well, people have been doing it wrong for years. If you want it done right, you got to have it done by Howard Griswold's group. They're the only ones that make it right and that works.
All right. Call Doogie. Have him come on. We'll see. We'll go through something like kind of see him do it. Yeah. Duggar. Yeah. Yeah. No. But, well, we can't. Well, he's probably working. But, no, he retired. That's right. All right. Let's see if you can get him. All right, I got to get to my next hour. Thanks. We may be calling you again. We're going to test something.
Thank you, Ernie.
All right, bye-bye. Good luck.
Thank you.